In my experience of working with people over the years, there have been people who've come to me and asked for help. And of course, it's not that I'm so wise or brilliant, but sometimes you can be a step away from a person and see something that they don't see, and have offered an observation or a question or a comment, knowing when you offer it that they're not going to take it. And knowing as a result of that, not following what they probably down deep know they should be doing, this verse comes into bear: where there is no counsel or where there's no application of counsel, people fall.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy begins his series, Counseling Could Save Your Life. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt. And, today we are going to begin a series for these next 3 days on a topic I don't believe, over all the years that I have been on the radio, all the years we've had our ministry go out around the world, we've ever really camped on. And it's the topic, as you heard, I believe that counseling could save your life. That's a pretty profound statement. You know, there's safety in many counselors, the scripture teaches. And in fact, as you'll hear in just a few minutes, we can fall when we don't listen to wise counsel. And so we need each other. Now, you got to be careful who you listen to, right? And that's going to be part of this theme as well. So this will be a very practical, intentional living message on the importance of finding godly people, people who are knowledgeable and understand life and understand how people function. We can come alongside from time to time to help us when we need help. We're going to get to that in a moment. Before we do, just a reminder of a couple really neat things. One is the fall conference series is about to begin. It seems like it's about to begin. Well, it's about to begin in terms of making sure that you have an opportunity to be there. We begin in October in Michigan with the Intentional Love Marriage Conference date nights in Midland and Jackson, and then New Mexico at the end of October in Albuquerque, and then in Glendale and Chandler, Arizona, in the Phoenix area, coming up early in November. First weekend in November, and then Friday the 10th of November in Tucson. And if you don't have your tickets, yeah, I encourage you to get them. We're really finding great response to this date night experience. Go to theintentionallife.com, and when you're there, check out this brand new calendar that we're making available for people who stand with us in the ministry today. All right? It's all there for you. Right now, let's go to the teaching studio where I recorded this series, Lesson 1, on Counseling Could Save Your Life. So I am calling the lesson that we're beginning today, Counseling Could Save Your Life, because I believe that. And as I was writing that out in preparation for the lesson today, I was thinking, is that an overstatement? It really isn't. And some of you may attest to that, how finding the right person or people to come into your life at a moment in time made a difference in your life. Probably most of you know that my background, in addition to my training in business and my degree in business, I went on to receive my training in counseling and in psychology. And so with a lot of experience of working with people and training, you see the power of counseling. At the same time, as we're going to see today, it's not just counseling in and of itself, but what kind of counseling you get that really makes a difference. So this lesson that I'm sharing with us as a team and with our Intentional Living listeners around the country during these days is to focus on the power of this verse that comes from Proverbs 11:14, that says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now, that's a self-evident statement, isn't it? It doesn't need a lot of explanation, and it's a binary statement. The first phrase says to us, if there's no counsel, people fall. Do you know people who have fallen because they either got the wrong counsel or no counsel in their life? There are businesses that have failed because they didn't receive counsel, and the people in leadership or the person in leadership was stubborn to go in a certain direction, avoiding the warnings, not receiving counsel. In my experience of working with people over the years, there have been people who've come to me and asked for help And of course, it's not that I'm so wise or brilliant, but sometimes you can be a step away from a person and see something that they don't see. And have offered an observation or a question or a comment, knowing when you offer it that they're not going to take it. And knowing as a result of that, not following what they probably down deep know they should be doing, this verse comes into bear where there is no counsel or where there's no application of counsel, people fall. But then Solomon says, but in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. It's interesting. He didn't say in counseling there's safety, but in a multitude, many, many counselors. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Where is that? How many of us have a multitude of counselors in our life? One of the geniuses of America, when our founding fathers put our country together, they realized that we didn't want a king. We didn't want one person who was going to rule over all of us, because you could either have a good king or you could have a bad king. You could either have someone who's going to rule with a lot of wisdom and seeking counsel, or you could have someone that's simply going to do what they want to do. So they put into place, as we know, these three branches of government. We have the Congress and the Senate, where we have the legislators that are going to balance and make laws, and we have the executive branch and the power that we have in the presidency. And then we have the Supreme Court as a third branch of government to make sure that things are being done according to the Constitution. And our founding fathers were wise enough to know that there would be in the multitude of counselors safety. It's one of the things that brings us somewhat a sense of confidence in our government, when we know that there are many people in different roles that are holding things together or moving things forward in our nation. But why don't we seek counsel? You know, as a counselor, I haven't been doing active counseling face-to-face for a number of years, but I can remember when people would come to me, and it was not uncommon for a couple coming in for counseling to have the woman anxious to be there, but the guy dragging his feet all the way down the... You know, I joke about, you could see this poor guy walking up the front walk to come in for counseling, clueless of where he was going. It was like his wife was bringing him into Jiffy Lube or something. I don't think we get up in the morning with the idea of, hey, I want to go see someone, to have someone tell me or to challenge me in what I think is right, especially men. We don't get up in the morning thinking, hey, I need to go seek counsel. Yet the Bible tells us where there's no counsel, failure is not far away. But in a multitude of counselors, there can be safety.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue Counseling Could Save Your Life. When you become a monthly member, you'll receive every month Dr. Randy's latest teachings on CD. And today, we'll also send you our brand new and inspiring 16-month calendar for 2018. You belong here. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4. Thanks. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be back in just a moment.
Do you feel like you keep living out of the same destructive patterns in your life? How do you break free and really change things for good?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If you can't seem to stop sabotaging yourself when it comes to health or relationships, the problem may not be your willpower. It may be your past. Did something happen to you that was really hard years ago, and you're still carrying that hurt? How do you really forgive and move forward? Start by taking 15 minutes and write down any past hurts you can think of. Ask God to show them to you, and then ask Him to heal you. You might feel moved to meet with a counselor or a friend and talk things out. Or maybe God will open a door for you to help others by sharing your story or by volunteering. This is where true healing starts. See what God does with it. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger, more intentional marriage in Christ.
We're already seeing a difference in our marriage. I feel that we're much more connected and we're learning to blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Make a commitment today to join Dr. Randy Carlson for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference coming this fall to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
Today's program by Dr. Randy is called What is Intentional Living? And this month, when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month, but we'll also send you our brand new 16-month calendar, You Belong Here. You'll find the artwork is, once again, absolutely stunning. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4. Thanks. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues, Counseling Could Save Your Life.
Why is it that people seek counseling? I was searching and looking at the top 10 reasons that people go in for counseling. And here's one list that I found. I think it's pretty accurate, from a master social worker. And she said the number one reason is major life events. People come into counseling as a result of going through a divorce, a loss of job, a financial crisis. And I know in my own experience, that's when people tend to ring up and say, can I talk to you? They don't tend to call and say, hey, everything is going really, really well, good in my life. And can I just come in and talk to you? It's usually, oh, we've got a crisis right now. I'm going through an event. Now I want to come in and seek your help. Number two is depression. Number three, anxiety disorders. We see a lot of that, people who are anxious and depressed. Anger issues, blended family issues, parenting concerns. My kids aren't doing what I want them to do, or I'm struggling being a parent, feeling overwhelmed. Addictions, and I think that's higher on the list now than even when this list was put together. Grief and loss is a very significant reason that people will come in for counseling. Eating disorders, and then lack of self-esteem or personal issues. What's not on that list is what I just said. Everything's going great. Can I come in and talk to you? But, you know, we'd be wise to go and have people around us who can talk to us and challenge us and love on us and counsel us when things are going well. Not waiting until we get to the crisis that we have to go and sit down with a counselor. I always chuckle because you've all heard it too. People will go in and later they've gone to counseling and later their marriage ends or their life disaster doesn't change and they say, we went to counseling and it didn't work. I always smile, like as though the counselor had some magical wand or pill that they could give or wave over a person to heal them. And frankly, if there are other counselors here, they probably would agree that unfortunately, sometimes, even like with our medical needs, we wait too long until we go seek the counsel we need to seek earlier in the game to get the help that we need. And by the time we go in, there's hurdles that have been gone over that makes it very difficult for some people to go back. So what is counseling? When you think of counseling, the American Counseling Association, here's an abbreviated assessment of what it is. It's to empower people to accomplish their goals. That's really what counseling, secular counseling, is all about. We empower people. So if you come into a counselor, their job is to encourage you and empower you and to help you figure out what your goals are and then go and achieve them. I can remember the first client I ever saw. I think I've even shared this, and you know, you can remember sometimes those certain events in your life. And I was a young counselor. In fact, I was in my internship, and this woman came in, and she was going through a decision in her life that she needed to make, and it had to do with her career. She owned a business, and she wondered if she should sell it and do something else, or if she should stay in the business that she had. And there were issues with the family involved and so on. And this is exactly what I tried to help her do, to figure out what her goals were in her life and then pursue those goals. And it's interesting, looking back all these years, I know that she went on to make a decision that became very successful for her in her life. But this is a secular view of what counseling is all about. To help people figure out what their goals are and then achieve them, right? Now, here at Intentional Living, that's really our goal, but we take it to a higher level. We take it to a more spiritual level. Because our job is to help people not only to find their goals, but to accomplish God's goals to His glory. At the end of the day, folks, the only way we're going to be successful is to know why we're here, what our goals are that bring glory to God. Plenty of evidence of that in Scripture. And as you hear me say, and I believe this, that if we're bringing glory to God in the goals that we have, those goals are going to benefit us. If we have a goal that is to have a great marriage, that's going to bring glory to God, it's going to benefit us, right? If we have a goal to have good health, to bring glory to God, that's going to benefit us as well. And so when we think of the idea of having counselors, having people around us, remember that counseling, the goal that we need to have as a ministry is to help empower people to find out what God's goals are, His intention, right? That's intentional living, and then living that out every day.
That seems like a very important thing for each of us in our life to comprehend, the power and importance of being empowered to be intentional and walking with Christ. We've begun a series today on Counseling Could Save Your Life. We'll continue. I want to remind you that for members, you receive the key teaching each month on CD right to your home as a way of saying thank you for standing with us and to encourage you in your own journey. So if you're not a member, come and join us today. Your support matters a great deal. What is a member? It's a person, a couple, young or old, men and women, businesses, people who say we believe in this mission, this ministry, this outreach. This important topic, this important message in this day and age of being intentional in our walk with Christ. And we want to support what you're doing. That's what it is. And a member, you pray about it and decide how much you'd like to share every month. We suggest as a starting point a dollar a day, $30 a month. And right now, we want to send you a brand new 16-month intentional living calendar. It's gorgeous. You're going to love it. As you share either as a brand new member or if you share a single gift, let us know. We'll send this to you. We'd love to hear from you. We need your support. It's valued and valuable. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Or during West Coast business hours, you can always call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks for your support.
Hi, Randy. My name is Julie, and I was just calling to thank you for your program. My husband and I have been going through a difficult time in our marriage, and your program is always there to help encourage me and keep me going. So I just wanted to call and say thanks.
You know, we're talking about counseling and the power of counseling in this series, and I've invited my friend and clinical psychologist Dr. Todd Linneman, who has a private practice working with clients and also doing coaching and professional development with folks. I asked him to come on over, and he had a break to do so. Todd, welcome.
Thank you, Randy.
You know, we're talking about counseling and encouraging people to, you know, pray about it, think about it. As a person who works with clients every day, day in and day out, what are some of the signs and symptoms of a person that should be saying, hey, it's time for me to go see somebody?
Typically, when a person is able to recognize that their quality of life, their ability to function at levels that they're accustomed to functioning at is waning, they're not able to experience that level of functioning, that's a really telltale sign that it's probably time to get some kind of intervention. Generally, with that decreased level of functioning are things like anxiety, depression, despair, sadness, confusion, relationship problems. And if that's something that goes on for a period of, say, several weeks, several months for sure, it's probably very wise to consider seeking counseling.
Well, we get a lot of calls here, Todd. I'm sure you get calls to your office, people wanting to know about what is counseling, what does it cost, what is it like, where do I begin? If a person's saying today, you know, I'm listening to this series and we really could use some help, where do they begin to even search out someone to help them?
I think it's important to understand, first of all, that the counseling process is not this scary thing that they ought to fear. It's about really connecting with another human being and having an opportunity to just talk and to be heard and to, you know, process, think through problems in a strategic fashion. So first of all, they need to tell themselves that it doesn't have the stigma it once did and that it's very common today for people to reach out. But I think it's important for them to think about who they're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
If they can get a referral from a pastor, a friend who's been in counseling, who's worked with somebody, and they say, hey, this person, you know, isn't a quack, so to speak, you know, we recommend them. That's a really good thing. I highly recommend that. It's important to understand that many times their insurance will cover the services, and so they will have nothing more than maybe a copay in many instances. It's important to also know that you want to meet with somebody that perhaps shares some of your core values, especially if you're a Christian, if you're a believer. I think if you're talking about issues like relationships or, you know, where do I go in my life in terms of direction, career, et cetera, who am I? Mm-hmm. A lot of people struggle with identity issues. It's important to meet with somebody that shares those values that you possess.
Now, how do you know that? I mean, how does a person vet, as it were, vet a counselor, and they may feel intimidated, like, you know, I'm going to go see this professional. I don't have a right to find out who they are. How assertive can a person be in finding out who this person is and their experience and their ability to help them or not?
They can be very assertive. In fact, when I get people calling me personally and asking if they can ask me a few questions before they schedule an appointment, my typical response is, you know, I can't tell you how much I respect that because the vast majority of people don't have the courage to do that. In fact, when people ask me about how to find a counselor, if they're not working with me, I tell them, call them up. Ask if they can have 5 minutes of their time, 10 minutes of their time, and if they say no, you just dodged a bullet because that's not somebody you want to work with. Call them, ask them questions. You know, what type of people do you work with? What kind of problems do you specialize in helping people with? What's some of your background educationally and professionally? And again, if somebody's not willing to answer those questions, that's not a person I would go see.
Mm. I'm sure that's probably news to some people who are thinking, I never thought about that. What about from your side of the desk when you're working with folks, age, connecting with people similar age or gender or, like you say, value system, certainly. Mm-hmm. But what about some of those other characteristics, personality-wise and so on?
Well, I think there's a lot of women who feel more comfortable working with another woman, especially if they're talking about, you know, intimacy issues or personal issues that might be related to their health or their stage in life. I think a lot of men prefer to work with men, but yet there's a group out there as well that would like to have the male or female perspective if that's not who they are. And so I think it just really depends upon what the person thinks they might feel most comfortable with. As far as age, it's amazing. Sometimes people say that I'd want someone younger, but nevertheless experienced. Mm-hmm. And then I have others tell me that, you know, if I'm not meeting with somebody who's a little bit older than me or maybe a lot older than me, I'm not sure I can trust their wisdom, their knowledge, their expertise.
Mm.
So I think it's really important for the individual to say, okay, who might I feel most comfortable sitting across from?
Good counsel. Dr. Todd Linneman's here today. We're on this series on counseling, the power of counseling, and can it save a person's life or not? And Todd, if you're available tomorrow, I'd like to have you come back and let's talk about that. What should a person expect as a result? What is the effectiveness of counseling? And people say, well, I went to counseling, it didn't work. You know, what does that mean? So we'll talk a little more about it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
For me, it's just a constant reminder every time I look at it that God is with me and He loves me.
Scripture verses and encouraging words. Every day you'll be reminded that you belong to God as a child of God. With your gift today, we'll send you the beautiful new 2018 calendar from Intentional Living as our gift.
They're always asking where I got my calendar because the pictures and verses of Scripture are so captivating.
The calendar starts in September of this year, so you can begin using it right away. You belong here is the title of the new 2018 16-month calendar, and it can be yours. Go to theintentionallife.com to give your gift today to Intentional Living.
Hey, thank you for doing that. I'm holding that calendar in my hand right now. It's gorgeous. It really is. It's a wall calendar, but my wife likes to put it on the next to the phone on the table there where she can write out the schedule for the upcoming weeks and months and so on, birthdays of all the grandkids and all the kids and all the things like that. And what I really like about the one that the team put together for this next 16 months is that they feature beautiful front doors of very unique places around the planet. All of them are very special, seasonal, captivating. There's a verse with each one. And that's why we call it You Belong Here. You know, we think of Revelation 3:20 where the scripture says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." And it's on the inside. You open the door, right? It's a beautiful picture. It's a picture of God's intentional love for us, and you're just going to love it. I know you will. By the way, we're sending this to everyone who will share a gift with the ministry today and say thank you. Let us know that you'd like that. When you do, you can do it online or when you call the staff, and we'll get it to you. And for our monthly members, thank you for joining us as a new monthly member. We appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, okay? Theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and then press that number 4, okay? Appreciate your support. We really do.
Hi, this is Travis, and I just called just to say that your radio broadcast has been a big inspiration to me. A lot of things I'm going through, like depression and stuff, I just thank the Lord that there's something I can listen to, like your show and your radio, that gives me the inspiration I need to get through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for telling us. That's important. And, you know, here's what happens when you call. The staff can't always grab the call here because we have a machine that records your stories and your testimonies, but they're listened to and appreciated, and we get a chance to put some of them on the air. We'd love hearing from you. And if you can take a few minutes and just tell us how you're being intentional, what God's teaching you, what you've learned, something that would be encouraging to someone else or intentional for someone else, we'd love to hear it. And so if that's on your heart, just a word, do that. Go to 888-888-1717 on your phone and press number 2, okay? 2, take you to the comment line. 4, press number 4, takes you to one of our staff during West Coast business hours, okay? Hey, listen, one of the things that we get a chance to do is go out on the road to some of our station areas and have a great evening with couples. We call it the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, where we laugh and learn about the unique teaching about intentional living for marriage. Michigan, Midland coming up first, October 13th, then Jackson the same weekend, and then New Mexico, 27th of October in Albuquerque, and then Arizona, Glendale and Chandler, first weekend in November, and then November 10th in Tucson. Michigan, New Mexico, Arizona. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. Okay? More on counseling could save your life tomorrow. See you then.